It's 8:42. This is KSUB Seattle, live on the web at ksubseattle.org and at 98.1 FM. This morning you're listening to the Culture and Language Bridge Show, and we are presenting language lessons from Heidi Beck's Advanced Academic Discourse class, and we are ready for our next lesson. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Heidi. Hello, everyone. I'm Ray. Today, I will introduce some basic knowledge of my first language, which is Mandarin Chinese. At the very beginning, I may apologize because I'm having a very bad cold. So during the introduction, if I cough or sneeze or even running nose, which you may not see that, please excuse me. Let's turn back to our topic. There will be basically four parts in my introduction. The first one is basic tone rules. The second one is orders of address. Third one is some simple words and quantifier. The fourth one is a dialogue. So let us begin by the first part, basic tone rules in Mandarin. As you may know, there are five kinds of tones in Mandarin. Four of them are pitched and the other one is toneless. Different tones may express different moods. Sometimes they are even different words. Tones depend on context and the meanings you want to express, which is, in my opinion, the hardest part in Mandarin. So let me have some examples about tones by 吃. The first tone is high and level. You could try to pronounce it stable and long. For the word 吃, it will sound like 吃. You could read up me. 吃, 吃, which means eat. The second tone starts medium in tone and then reaches the peak. Please notice the time you spend on the peak may be a little bit longer than the other part. It sounds like 吃, read up to me, 吃, 吃. It means if you're late. The third tone, there are three parts. You start low in at first, then dip in the bottom and rise to the top at last. For the word 吃, it sounds like 吃, 吃, which means a ruler. The fourth one is comparatively shorter. It's sharp and strong. You could go all the way down to the bottom. For 吃, it sounds like 吃, 吃, 吃. It means red. And don't forget, there is also a toneless one. It's more shorter, flat, and no emphasis. 吃, 吃, 吃. Is equal to G in English. That's the end for the first part. Now let's start the second part, which is the orders in address in Mandarin. Usually in Mandarin, we put the largest scales or concepts at first. For example, there's a Chinese address, 340 Fufei Road, South, room 61001, Fuzhou, Fujian Province, China. This is a typical English order. But in Chinese, we will say China, Fujian Province, Fuzhou, Fufei South Road, number 340, room 61001. Do you see the difference? If you try to directly send a mail to China and you put all the address in wrong order, the post office may not be able to deliver your mail to the right place. So you could practice. The third part is about some quantifiers in Mandarin. As you may know, there are also some quantifiers in English, like pair, bag, dozen, and bunch, etc. We may use them such as a pile of books, two dozens of Cokes, or we just simply use quantifiers plus objects such as a book or 24 Cokes. But in Chinese, we cannot use second pattern we must put some quantifiers between quantities and objects. A simple example will be yi means one in Chinese, and shu means book. But we do not say yi shu, we say yi ben shu. In this sentence, ben is the quantifier for books. There are thousands of quantifiers in Mandarin, but there is one that we use very frequently. It sounds like ge. Basically, you can put ge between all quantifiers and objects. Some of them may sound strange, but it can also help other Mandarin native speakers understand your expressions. The fourth part, which is the last part of today's introduction, will be a dialogue. Let us suppose that you were alone in the place in China. No internet services and nobody around you seem speaking English. And unfortunately, you need to urinate. Would you ask somebody for a restroom? And how would you ask them? Firstly, you may want to have somebody's attention. In English, we say, excuse me, send me Mandarin, but we say, 打擾了. Your question is, where is the nearest restroom around here? 哪里 means where. 是 means is. 最近的 means nearest. And 卫生间 means restroom. So you may say,哪里是最近的卫生间呢? The person may reply you by some location such as 我记得有一间在如家酒店的大堂, which means I remember one in the lobby of Motel 如家. The most possible situation is you do not know how to get the place he or she is talking about. So it is better to ask him to take you there. 我 in Chinese means I.不知道 means I don't know. 怎么 means how. And 去 means go. 哪里 means there. So light them up and you have 我不知道怎么去那里, which means I don't know how to get there. Also, you may ask the person to take you to the place. So you start with 你可以 means would you like, and Dai means take, and 我, which we just learned, that means I or me, also there, 哪里. And at last, you may also add a module practice to express query. It sounds like 妈, which in the first tone. So, would you like to take me there? Means 你可以带我去那里吗? The person may say okay by 好的, and don't forget to thank the person when you arrive the place by 谢谢, which means thank you. I think maybe you already know that, and also say 再见 means see you. Now let's combine all the contents together. The whole dialogue will be.Excuse me, do you know where is the nearest restroom around here?
I remember one in the lobby of Motel 如家.
But I don't know how to get there. Would you like to take me there?
Okay.
Thank you. See you.
You're welcome. See you.
In Chinese, it will be 打扰了,请问最近是哪里的? I'm sorry, 请问哪里是最近的卫生间呢?
我记得有一间在如家酒店的大堂。
我不知道怎么去那里，你可以带我去那里吗？
好的。
谢谢你，再见。
不用谢，再见。
That is all for today's class. I'm Ray. Thanks for listening. 再见。
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ray. And we're all ready for a trip to China, I think. So we'll be right back with the next language lesson, and stay tuned.